Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us with Meet Me at the Diner with Host Ann Eller. Today we've got two Girl Scouts from Troop 293. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right, Andy. It's time for Meet Me at the Diner. And although we don't have any lunch here at the diner today, we do have two good-looking gals from Girl Scout Troop 293 who are all pumped up about Girl Scouts. Here they are in the 11th grade. Is that right? The 11th grade?
Yes.
And they are still in scouting. And we have Lori Flick with us and Lindsay Carroll. So welcome to the show today.
Thank you.
You know, I guess people are probably sitting here saying, why do we have two Girl Scouts on the show today? Well, let me tell you, folks, these group of girls, and we only have two, but there's actually how many in your troop?
Five.
Five girls in the troop have done an amazing project out there at the Burton Center. They have been working. Well, Lori, why don't you tell us what you've been doing out there at the Burton Center?
We've been making a project out of one of the corner in their space to create a coffee and ice cream shop for the clients, just to have special birthdays and special celebrations so they can enjoy a treat now and then.
Well, now, Lori, why don't you tell us, Lindsay, why don't you tell us what type of place this is? I mean, what does it look like?
Well, we started with the floor. We put in wood laminate floor, and then we painted the walls. It's kind of a bright orange color. It's also actually called candied yam. And then on the other wall, Lori painted this huge mural of a beach scene with surfboards and hibiscus bushes and big palm trees and just like
looks like a
everything
beach party.
Tropical. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And what then was inside, the impetus to do this? What type of theme were you trying to create? Was it something
kind of
cello and the beach club and all that theme?
Yeah, like a surf shack kind of theme.
Surf shack, okay. Well, you definitely have created it out there. This is why they're here today. They're here to talk about this project that they've been working on. Each girl had to do at least 65 hours to become, to complete this gold level, was it gold?
It is a gold award.
Gold award. And let's start with Lori. How long have you been in scouting?
11 years, since I was a daisy in kindergarten.
Daisy in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And do you enjoy it as much today as you did when you were a daisy?
Yeah, I might even enjoy it more now. Even that I'm older, I start to appreciate even the stuff that we used to do and getting together all the time. And right now we're doing even more stuff for the community, more stuff to help people, and that means a lot to me.
You know, not that many girls stay in scouting as they get older. You have lots in the daisies and the brownies, I guess. But as they get older, girls seem to go their own direction here. How come you've stayed with it?
Having my mom as the leader and having her so involved and my whole family involved. My dad was always there. My sister was in it, too. It was like a family activity for me. And once I started doing the activities with a group of girls, we had a good group, and it was so much fun to do these different activities with the same group and to share these experiences. It was really amazing. You don't want to leave it.
You don't want to leave it. You're right. Well, I was a Girl Scout. I was a Brownie, a Girl Scout, and then I became a Brownie troop leader, so I know what you're talking about there. But it just seems like scouting has changed so much, Lindsay. Scouting, it's not the same old scouting that I had when I was growing up. I don't believe it all.
No, it's changed a lot.
So what makes it different today?
I think now, especially with technology, there's different activities you can do, and it's kind of based on life skills. Like, we learn a lot of things that you need to, you know, get around in life and be able to support yourself, and it kind of gets you to be more independent and more mindful of yourself, and you really learn a lot.
You do learn a lot. Now, why did you get into scouting?
I moved here when I was little, when I was about 4 or 5, from Michigan, and my mom wanted me to start getting some friends and get out there and meet people, so she started me with this daisy troop that was actually meeting at my church, and I've stuck with them ever since because we just really were such a great group of friends, and we got to do so much cool stuff together and have a lot of fun.
Well, how is it as you get older, though? You start going in different directions. You've got all these different activities. How is it to keep this group together?
I think we were all really strong, and we wanted to stay together, and we had so much fun together. And especially in middle school and high school, it started getting uncool. And people, you know, would, like, hear about us being Girl Scouts and kind of think, well, that's kind of funny. And we just sat there and told them, well, we have fun together, and we're learning so much stuff, and it's okay if you guys think it's not cool. We're having fun.
Well, it is cool. You do learn a lot of stuff. In fact, one time y'all even came here to Sharp Facets Gallery and learned about jewelry. Weren't you doing a jewelry-making badge or something
yes,
at that point?
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
we did.
That was a lot of fun. Do you think your relationships, as you grow up and go out into the world, are going to last? Lori, what do you think?
I think so. I think, especially with the five girls that are in our troop right now, we've come such a long way. Three of them, me, Lindsay, and Kathleen are original members, so we started from Daisies till now. And I just think that the experience we've had together and this common bond, it's, you just can't break it, and we'll still be friends no matter how long goes by.
That's terrific, because, you know, the one thing that I always found is the older you get and as you go off to college and everything, you never really have as close friends as you do when you're growing up. I think college is the last bastion of those really close friends that you can count on for the rest of your life. Well, this is terrific. Lindsay, what would you like to do when you finish going out here in the world? I mean, you've learned a lot. You've been spending a lot of time looking at all different things. What would you think you would like to do someday?
Well, I've been looking at a lot of different, like, majors I could go into, and I'm thinking about going into college and learning about graphic design and maybe advertising and, you know, work for an advertising firm or something like that.
Well, that's a lofty goal there. That's going to be a lot of work, but that sounds like a good one. And how about you, Lori? What are you thinking about?
I love tennis, so I'd like to play in college and do something with tennis after school, whether it's physical therapy, sports medicine, and I would really love to be a pro at a country club and work there. So that would be a big goal, but...
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
It always is good to dream big, right? Yeah, it always is good to dream big. Well, this is terrific. We're going to be talking about a lot of the things that they've been doing out there at Burton Center. They are almost ready to open this. Aren't you having, what, your grand opening? What is it, August 6th?
August 6th.
Yes.
Yeah, this is something that it's not open to the public. It's a for all the sponsors and people that have helped you.
Yes, that's correct.
Is that right?
And the clients.
And the clients. So this is something that as they've been working on it, they've had these blue things covering it up, but now it's ready to be unveiled. It's out there at Burton Center. If you're out there at Burton Center, you got to check it out. It's a fabulous place. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Also, are fortunate to have sitting with us here today is Lori Flick's dad, Randy Flick. He's here. He has been on a lot of these trips. In fact, he's the one that approached us about coming, bringing the Girl Scout troop over here to Sharp Facets Gallery. And he has been instrumental in a lot of things that they've been doing. And, you know, I just asked Randy, how has it been being involved in Girl Scouts all these years from Daisy Scouts? You've got two daughters. Your oldest one already has her own troop, I think, the Brownies, right? And, of course, Lori is here with us today. But how has it been to be this involved since they were little?
Well, it's been a great experience as a parent. Being, you know, I'm referred to as the doodad because I'm one of the dads. There are several dads that get involved, but I get involved a lot. And it's great having the opportunity to share so many different experiences with your kids, to be able to experience so many different activities and different things where you see the girls discovering what they like, what they really don't care for, and they develop their personalities. They develop a lot of strong core values in that. And as a parent, it's really fun to be such an integral part of that and still being able to observe it at the same time.
Well, that's terrific. You were telling us one of your older daughter found out that when she went on a trip to Clemson that engineering was not something she was interested in?
Yeah, not exactly. The Girl Scout Day at Clemson, it provides an opportunity to experience different avenues within engineering. And she fell in love with engineering, and she's, in fact, majoring in engineering at Clemson today. But what she found out was that the biological part of engineering, the medical part, was really not for her.
Well, I think that's terrific, you know, and y'all were just talking, Donna was just here, your wife, and y'all were just talking about taking them on trips and doing things and the bond that you've been able to have, where in today's world, we don't see a lot of that, do we, Randy?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, our family bonds are very strong, and the girls in this troop that are involved, we love them just like our own, and they're very special to us. We would do anything for them, and it's really been an opportunity not just to experience our kids growing up, but to share a little bit in other children growing up too, and it's been a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun. Now, you know, of course, we're talking about the big project that they've done out there at the Burton Center, and of course, Capsugel has helped out, and of course, you do work out there at Capsugel. You want to explain to us how that came together with Capsugel and the Girl Scouts working together on this?
Sure. Yeah, Capsugel, as most people know, are a big sponsor of the United Way locally here in Greenwood. Part of our United Way campaign this year, we normally will bring in some of the agencies that the United Way supports to give the opportunity for our colleagues to meet them, to understand what their contributions are going for. And this past year, we happened to have some people from the Burton Center come to Capsugel and share the story of the Burton Center and what it's about. And we actually have a colleague at Capsugel whose daughter does have Down syndrome and is a client at the Burton Center. And so it really hit home. It was not just something in the community. It wasn't just something in the area. It was now something very real to us. And as the girls were searching for the right type of Gold Award project to do, I happened to be speaking to Don Ryerson, who was at Capsugel, and talking about this when he suggested that the Burton Center did have some needs, that there might be a good opportunity for a project working with them. And so after a little bit of discussion and feeling out, I think the girls had the opportunity to sit down and talk with Catherine Smith at the Burton Center, and the rest is history, as they say.
Well, it certainly has turned into an absolutely fabulous project. Now, Lori, you guys had to plan everything. I mean, you have done an unbelievable. We've talked about the floor, putting the floor down. You've talked about the painting and everything. But did you have to go out and get donations to help put this together? Didn't McDonald's give you some tables?
We did. McDonald's ended up donating some tables to us in their chairs, so that was really helpful. And the freezer and the jukebox were already there. And we needed the ice cream and the coffee and some paper products and things like that. So we wrote letters to send out to ask for these donations. And we have a couple responses, and we're not totally sure what we're going to do with them yet, what the best way to do that is, since the grand opening's not till a little while. So we have some time.
August 6th, way far off in the future.
well, we just have to make sure that we get the best price on the donations, or
sure.
see what the best situation is.
Best use of the donations. Mm-hmm. Lindsay, do you think you could go out now? I mean, have you learned how to set up a project and do things? You know, when it comes time to set up your own apartment, how are you going to be at doing something like that?
I definitely think I will excel at it more than any other person. We've learned so much stuff. I could install my own cabinets. I could definitely lay a floor. I can paint pretty well on my walls. I can set up all the decorations. What else did we do?
I thought that the dividers that you used, didn't you sew something, or was it glued on the ends of the what were they called?
PVC the mats? Pipes. Those were the screens, and we had to assemble those and put those together and cut the pipes, and then we bought some mats. Yeah. we bought some mats to use as our screens, some beach mats, so they kind of fit the theme, and it was cheaper than buying some canvas and stuff like that. So
do you think through all this experience you've learned how to be frugal? Would that be a word that we could use about how to spend one's money wisely, working with this project?
I think so. We only had a certain amount of money in our troop account, and only a certain amount that we were able to use, and we were making sure as we're going along with this project, the floor was a big expense and putting in cabinets was a big expense, so we had to make sure that we got the lowest price to make sure everything else had enough money for it to fit in.
Ah, so you've learned how to negotiate prices and things like that too?
A little bit.
You're not just saying, okay, I'll take it?
No, we have to shop around.
You have to shop around. That's right. Well, this is great. Now, one of the things that you had to investigate would be, I would presume, is that there are certain heights and this type of thing that you would have to have for wheelchair access and this type of thing. Did you have to do a lot of research on that?
Oh, we did. Catherine Smith could tell us a good amount about what we needed for that accessibility, but we kind of didn't expect when we were asking for donations about sugar-free ice cream or decaffeinated coffee, so we just realized, well, that makes sense, so we have to adjust a little bit of that to fit those needs. So
that's great. I understand out there at the Burton Center, I was out there this morning checking out the space, it really looks terrific, I might add, that there are 54 coffee drinkers out there at the Burton Center. How about that? So they are definitely looking forward to being able to partake in this. Now, the only bad thing about it is that everybody can't be in there at one time, right?
No.
I mean, it's a nice size facility, but still, they're going to have to take turns on that.
Yes.
What are some of the ideas, Lindsay? Was there something about maybe having a birthday party a month or something on Fridays or something?
I think what we had is we talked to Catherine about it, and she wanted to have specific Fridays every month for the people who had a birthday in that month would all get together and have their own little party, and on certain holidays like Valentine's Day, maybe Halloween, and around Christmas time they'd have different celebrations and things to kind of make it like an out of the ordinary day and have a little fun.
But one of the things that is going to be an issue is, when I'm talking to Catherine this morning, is, of course, you all go back to school here very soon, don't you?
Yes.
So you're finishing up on this project. You're turning it over to them at the Burton mm-hmm. Center. But one of the things they are going to need is some volunteers to help out when they have when they're doing the coffee or they're doing the ice cream. So Catherine told me to get the word out there that you can call them out there at the Burton Center if you'd like to help serve coffee or help serve up ice cream. They are going to be needing some volunteers out there to help out. So that's what we've got going on here today. We're talking about enterprising young ladies here who have really accomplished a project. They're going to be seniors this year. So I was talking to your mom, Lori, and she said that they wanted to go ahead and do the big project before you got into senior year.
Yeah, it involves so much, the 65 hours, and we all have way more than 65 hours doing this. So it's quite a lot of work. It's very involved, and I don't think I could even explain to anybody exactly what we went through to put all that together. It was a long experience, but it was a really fun one. So it's good that coming up, that these big tests, the entrance into college and things like that, it's really good that this project wasn't something we had to work on while all that was going on too.
That's true. So they have worked hard. They have made a great project here. They are telling us all about it here today on WLMA 1350 AM. We're going to hear South Carolina news in just a moment, but don't you go away, because we're going to be talking more about what they're doing, what they've been doing, and what some of their goals are as they go forth in this world. So here we are today with Lori Flick and Lindsay Carroll, both of them a rising juniors at Greenwood High School. So don't go away. We'll be right back. We're here at Sharp Facets Gallery on Meet Me at the Diner. We're having a good time talking about their latest project of Troop 293. That's right. They were going for the gold right here, and they did it at the Burton Center. They have spent oodles and oodles of hours. They needed 65 hours to accomplish this, but I've heard somewhere 80 hours, 90 hours batted around here today. Is that what you think there, Lori?
Yeah, maybe even a little more.
Now, you basically painted the mural, is that right, that's
yes.
out there?
Yes.
So it's all about kind of like a beach party, tiki hut type theme.
Mm-hmm.
I expected to see Annette Funicello coming through the door there. She'd probably look a little different. But You had some interesting posters out there. Lindsay, you want to tell us about the posters I saw out there?
Our parents got together with Mr. and Mrs. Flick and actually donated different movie posters from surf movies back in the 1950s and 60s, and they each have our little name on them and, you know, say donated by the parents of Lindsay Carroll and Lori Flick and everyone.
Now,
so those are
cool. Who else is involved in the troupe? Well, we've talked to them. You two are here as a spokesman today, but Lori, who else is in the troupe?
My sister is still a part of it. She comes and helps out a lot and is still interested in everything we do. Of course, my parents. And a few of the other girls' parents have done a lot, too.
But what are the names of the girls that are actually in the troupe?
Oh, our troupe.
Yeah,
okay.
In your troupe, yes.
Well, there's me, Lindsay Carroll,
right.
Olivia Warner, Kathleen Watkins, and Allie Cooper.
Well, that's great. So this is the group that have worked so hard to make this come together. Now, y'all had to make the surfboard table, and y'all made surfboard gate. Lindsay, had you ever worked with a saw and all this kind of stuff?
I actually have before. My dad's really into woodworking, so it kind of gave me a little background. But I think a lot of the other girls, except for maybe me and Lori, a lot of the other girls hadn't really worked with a lot of that. So they got exposed to a lot of new things.
Yeah, I noticed they're not exactly perfect. These little surfboards are not exactly perfect. They're good, but they're not exactly... I don't think you could go surfing on these things, right?
No, probably not.
But there's a gate to actually go in there. It's on wheels, and pretty clever. I want to know, how did you come up with the idea, like, to make this gate and this type of stuff? How did you come up with these ideas?
I think we got together, and we would kind of think of, like, fun things to do and kind of what we could get with the money we had left and different things we could work on. And I think we were talking to Miss Flick, and she just thought of, you know, we still have one opening. We want to kind of make a door. Do we want to make it open, or do we want to make a kind of gate to open? And we just decided, well, we can get some fence paneling and put that on wheels and decorate it all up, and that'd be something neat to do.
You know, one thing I know the residents out there, the clients, are going to look at when they go by there to go in the back there to work, because it's right back there where they do all the work that they do. They're going to be looking at and saying, what time is the coffee? What time is the ice cream? You know, that's what they're going to be thinking about. So it certainly is colorful. It certainly is very cool. But we were just talking about getting involved and volunteering. Do you think, Lori, when you grow up and go out in the world, are you still going to be involved in volunteering?
Yeah, I think so. Going through this, going and having my parents as such an example of helping in the community, I've definitely learned, and it's just instilled in me, the value of volunteering and community service and just things like Meals on Wheels and visiting. We have an adopted grandparent who lives in Wellesley Commons, Mrs. Dearwood, that we go visit. And I know every time I leave there, it makes me feel so good inside to know that we just did something to really help her and make a special day for her.
That's terrific. You know, and that's what volunteering is all about. It's not about the, I guess, shall we say, the money that you walk away from in your pocket. It's something different, isn't it?
Yes.
And you can't really put a price on that, can you?
No.
No, you can't. Lindsay, how about for you? Are you just going to go out in the world and become a big graphic designer and say, well, just let me write the check. I don't need to worry about volunteering. What about you?
I definitely think I'll still be involved. It helps so much. It really helps people, and it feels so good to know that you help people out and made their day a little bit better and help them get through, you know, those weeks where they're having difficulty in their lives.
It does. Now, but, you know, one of the things that you kind of look at sometimes is, not that you guys are, but some teenagers seem to be so into themselves, you know? They're into their iPods, they're texting, they got to have this car, they got to have that, this, that, and the other. And I know the economy has slowed a few of these things down, but why aren't more kids involved in this type of activity? You guys look like you just have thrived on it.
It has to do a lot with what they've been exposed to, and if their parents really aren't into it, they don't see the opportunities to go out and volunteer, and if they don't see the opportunities, they're not really going to go and seek it out. But I think if there are more opportunities for kids to work and do volunteer work and work at soup kitchens or do Meals on Wheels, if it was maybe set up through schools and they had a group of friends to do it with them, they definitely do it, because it's not a chore and it is fun to work with people and you get to meet new people, and it really makes you feel a better person when you help each other out.
Sure. I agree with you. Randy, how about you? What do you think? You've looked at this from a couple of sides here as a parent, as a part of the Girl Scout troop, and as you've seen other parents or other kids not be involved in it. What do you think it's going to take to get more people involved in volunteering in today's world?
Well, I think it does go back to the opportunity. I think having forums like this one where you can talk about things that are happening in the community, to let people know things are going on all the time, and there are a lot of people who are doing a lot of good things in Greenwood and Greenwood County, and when you start to understand that, you just have to pick up the phone and call somebody and get involved. And once you overcome that first hurdle of making that first phone call and making the contact, the rest of it's pretty fun.
It is, but how do we get kids involved to begin with? I mean, y'all have been doing this since Daisy Scouts here, but how do we get it into the, do we need to get it into the schools? How do we make it happen? Is it through church? Is it through school? I mean, all these avenues are here, and still there's a lot, and particularly as they get older, they seem to go away from it because there's not that parental supervision or whatever you want to call it. How do we make it happen?
Well, I think there's a lot of avenues out there. I definitely think, through the church activities and supporting activities and programs within the churches is a great way for kids to get involved. But also through the United Way agencies, through some of the other things, the YMCA, kids are all familiar with that. There's a lot of opportunities if they just kind of stop and think about it, because I think that when kids understand that just about everybody needs a help at some point in their life, it's the giving back all of a sudden becomes not giving but helping. And I think that's what makes the difference.
I think you're right. And anybody that's ever been on the receiving end of the giving certainly understands that. And I think some of the best volunteers are those that have had a need, where they had a situation, they had a need, and somebody was there to help them. So it does make a difference. And regardless of what walk of life you're in, these things all will help you. Now, Girl Scouting is a big part of y'all's life. And, of course, you started at a very young age, and you plan to continue it. But if somebody wanted to get involved in Scouting, if we may have a parent or a grandparent listening out there, how would they go about getting in contact with somebody to sign somebody up for Girl Scouts or Brownies?
We have a council here, Mountains to Midlands, and we have an office here in Greenwood that you can contact. And
okay,
new leaders have meetings and things like that. There is a council meeting that you can go to and get all your stuff and learn how to get vests for your girls and order patches and order the things that you do. So
all right, when we come back, maybe we'll have that number, so if somebody wants that telephone number, we can give that number to them and they can call, because this is almost the end of summer. Fall is going to be beginning. I know Scouting will be start rounding back up again, so we will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Everyone knows Sharp Facets Gallery only carries the finest in jewelry. But did you know we offer the three R's? Repairs, replacement, and restoration. Repairs from sizing to stone replacement. Restoration of your treasured pieces to their former beauty. Or revamping or restyling by resetting your stones in new mountings. All repairs are done by our master goldsmith, Richard. Only Sharp Facets Gallery can provide you with both quick turnaround and professional, reliable service. Come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass or call 229-6613.
We were just talking about all the people that helped pull this project together. I guess we could say Girl Scouts did the sweat equity in this project. Lori likes to draw and doodle, and you did quite a mural out there. Had you ever done a big mural like this before?
I had done, for Mother's Day, I had done for my mom a sign that we have on the back of our house. It's not quite as big, but I had painted a sign of like bears to represent our backyard, a woodsy backyard. So I have done that for her, and just paintings, really, but nothing that big.
Nothing that big. Now, how about, did y'all have to go out and buy paint and whatnot to do this?
Actually, we made a flyer up to put in our neighborhood mailboxes. And we got a lot of donations of paint of people who haven't gotten rid of that old paint yet, and they decided that they could donate it to this project, so that was really helpful.
Wow, so you were able to, you didn't have to buy any paint. Of course, you said McDonald's had donated the tables and chairs out mm-hmm. there, actually donated them to Burton Center, and they were just sitting there. Mm-hmm. Then there was the jukebox, right? That had been donated, and they didn't yes. know what they were doing with that.
And the freezer, too.
And the freezers. Mm-hmm. So all these things had been donated out there to Burton Center, and you took a look at all those things and had a vision here on how to put this together. Well, so the mural came together. That is, how big is that? That thing is about 10, 12 feet long, isn't it?
Well, it's
30
on the back wall.
33 mm-hmm. on the back wall. You see a future in mural painting?
I've thought about it. I really do like to do things like that, but... just not sure.
Just not sure. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyways, that mural is fabulous. How about, what are those cabinets? Did y'all have to buy those cabinets? You've got some nice cabinets across the back there.
We all went shopping at Lowe's one day, and we priced one of those pre-made cabinets
right.
And we got that, and we put it in to install it, and then we had to stain it and fix it up and get the countertop and get everything installed. So Lindsay and I learned a lot that day.
Yeah. Learned how to install cabinets.
Now, when did y'all have to work on this project? Because I don't suppose you just had free access there. You probably had to work when they were open and everything, right?
We worked, normally, since it was during school time, we would go pretty much on Wednesdays, and we'd go right after school for about 2 hours or so. And then lately, we've been pulling a lot of weekend days and summer days that have been gone for, 9 to 3 and very long, long days. So had lunch brought in and kept working.
Had lunch brought in. Hey, I tell you what, this sounds pretty good. How about for you, Lindsay? Has this been a complete summer project then, pretty much?
Pretty much. We've worked pretty much a day every week at least. And then there's some weeks where we work more days. It's been a little difficult getting everyone together, though, over the summer. Everyone's on vacations and has other plans, but we made a commitment to do this, so we got it together, and we made sure that we got the work done.
Well, you guys did fabulous. All right, so you have done a tremendous job here. Any projects or anything you're going to be working on coming into the fall with school? I know you're kicking back a little bit the level that you've been doing, but any projects already lined up for this fall?
I think we're going to continue visiting our adopted grandmother and visit her. We also do a lot of projects with nursing homes or at National Healthcare, and we decorate doors for holidays. We might do that this Christmas, maybe make a few wreaths. And also, I think this coming spring or summer, we're thinking about doing the Festival of Flowers topiary designs that they did.
Wow. Weren't those fabulous? Yeah, they're coming mm-hmm. down now. They're coming down, but... anyways, they have been fabulous. It was great they were able to stay there during the Festival of Discovery and the Blues Cruise.
Yes
it was pretty cold on that. So anyways, you've got some lower level projects. What happens after you graduate? Are you no longer Girl Scouts? What happens then?
You're able to become a leader. You've gone through all the stages, so you're at the point where you could have your own troop now. So
any desire to have your own troop?
Maybe. It would have to be a while after college and everything like that. So,
Randy, how about for you? As these gals wind up on their last year as being in Girl Scouts, how's it going to be for you? I mean, you've been so involved. What's this going to mean? Is it going to be a life-changing experience?
I'm sure it is. It will be when, as kids grow up, go off to college, and that in and of itself is life-changing. But no, I don't think it's going to change what we do and how we do it as a family. I think it's evidenced by our oldest daughter Jeannie, who has been just as involved even though she's still in college. And I don't think it'll change a whole lot in terms of what we do and how we do it and what we do for the community. Maybe it may not be directly under the guise of Girl Scouts, but we'll still be involved.
Well, that is great to hear. Is there any part of Girl Scouting that you ever said, why do we have to do that? Lori, what about you? Any part of it that you just said,
when projects and stuff go on for so long, of course there are times when you're just sick of doing something. I think we scrubbed that floor 8 times, and it took a while, and we're all sick of it by the end. But, you know, in the end, when you start to think about what it's for and what you're really doing, it's all worth it.
And how good it looked when it was done.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. So, as girls, do y'all have uniforms that you wear? I mean, you know, I used to have the badge thing with the sash and everything.
We have them.
Do you ever wear them?
At special events, yes, we do. It's
required.
It's important, yeah. And you know, when we're working, of course, you don't want to mess up that kind of thing. But I like having it and seeing all the patches and everything on it. It's a good reminder of all that work we've put in and all the activities and all the memories that we share.
Do you think Girl Scouts today, do you have to work hard to get these badges, or are they a piece of cake? Like, we did jewelry making, okay, we did it. What do you think?
They're actually pretty in-depth. There's certain things we have to do to get it done, and it's not necessarily hard work, but you learn a lot when you do it, and there's certain things, you know, they're required to be done, and it's just like a lot of fun, honestly. It's not hard to do.
It's not hard to do, but you got to stick to itiveness to it. And they don't just hand out badges because you guys attended something. Is that right?
No, definitely not.
Just thought I'd check on that aspect.
There are certain requirements and things that you even have to do. Things have to take a certain amount of time. You have to, like, for the patch that we earned here when we came here, we didn't just go here. We went to the post office as well. Not the post office. Was it the post office? Was that right?
Okay.
The newspaper.
The Index Journal. Yeah, okay.
The Index Journal. So we toured there, too, and did some stuff with them. So things, the badges and stuff we earn are quite involved.
Would you recommend other girls get involved in Girl Scouts? Do you think it's important that we start as daisies or brownies here and go forth? What do you think, Lindsay?
Absolutely. I mean, you make so many friends, and you get so many new experiences, and learn so much about yourself and about, you know, your community. And just everything. Definitely start more girls in Girl Scouts.
Okay. Lori, how about you? Do you think as an experience this has been a great experience?
Would
you recommend it to other girls?
Yes. I think it's very important. All the values you learn, all the activities that you're able to do. I mean, you learn a lot, and it really develops you as a person and how to make your life really worthwhile.
Yeah, but isn't Girl Scouting outdated and, you know, old fuddy-duddy type stuff? I mean, people, you don't see that many people like your age in Girl Scouting. What do you have to say about that?
You don't see it. People look at the vest and the cookies, and they think it's
yeah, the cookies. I forgot about the cookies.
but really, when you really know what it is and you really know what it involves and you start doing some of the activities, it's really not at all like just camping and that kind of thing. Even though we do things like that, it's very much into the technology, into the experiences and skiing and rock climbing and all that. It's all involved. So
you're
really
saying that
fun.
Girl Scouting is as contemporary today as it was 20, 30, and 40 years ago, huh?
I guess. I think it's a lot of experiences that people just as friends would want to do. It's our troop, it's our Girl Scout troop, but it's our friends too that we do things with. So
I think that's great.
It's fun.
I think that's great. You know, if you have a young person that you're thinking maybe Girl Scouting would be a good experience for them, we were trying to talk about where you get to, where you find out about it, but they said Google Girl Scouting and look for the Mountain to Midlands. That's Mountain to Midlands Council. That's where you're going to find out who's in charge. Now, you said there's different ones for 96 Greenwood, mm-hmm. So make sure you check it out. But it's a great time. Isn't fall really when you start back up on scouting really big time?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So this would be a great opportunity to get your young person involved. And there is something for everyone in Girl Scouting. And as evidenced by these two young ladies here, it's a good thing, folks, so you ought to get involved. Well, I know you're looking forward to opening up the, what's the name of that, what's it called?
It's the Tidal Wave Cafe.
The Tidal Wave Cafe out there at Burton Center. If you're out there at Burton Center, ask them to show it to you. It's a pretty cool place. They're going to have a lot of fun out there. believe they're having their private opening out there at Burton Center on August 6th. So it's coming right up. It's a lot closer than you think, guys. It'll be here before you know it. So I wish you all the luck and congratulations on doing such a great service project for the community and for Burton Center. Thanks for coming out today, Lori.
Thank you.
And Lindsay, thank you for coming out. You guys did great here today.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, this is WLMA 1350 AM. And yes, I am Ann Eller right here live from Sharp Facets Gallery. We've been talking to Girl Scout Troop 293. They did a fabulous project out there at Burton Center. If you'd like your girl to be involved in Girl Scouts, just look up on the computer. Girl Scouts Mountain to Midlands Council. So this is WLMA 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands Newscast Radio Station. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye-bye, Andy.